Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to begin Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. Our goal in these series of shiurim are to bring out some of the most important points. We'll be doing a lot in the Shulchan Aruch inside, is to bring out a lot of important points from the Shulchan Aruch that are also relevant in terms of Halacha L'maisa. So in Simin Reish Nun Tes, the beginning of Hilchos Aveda Metzia, the Mechaber gives us a basic rule which appears from the Gemara on Daf Chavav in Bava Metzia, and that will actually serve as a conceptual introduction to Hilchos Hashavas Aveda as well. And then we'll deal with two topics in Mirtz Hashem today. The Mechaber writes, Haro Avedas Yisrael Chayiv L'Tapel Bo L'Hoshiva L'Baleha. If you see an Aveda of a Jew, so then you have to be careful to deal with it and return it. And if he takes it with the intention to steal, and the owners have not given up hope, all these psukim appear in Parshas Kiseitze. But not only Hashiv Tishivim L'Achicha, based on the Gemara on Chavav, he says also Umishum Lo Sigzal, Umishum Lo Sucha L'Esalit. Vafilu Miyachzimenu Achakach Kvar Ovar. And if he takes it afterwards, afterwards to the owner, so then in such a case, even though he's fixed the Avera of Lo Sigzal, and he's fixed the Avera of Hashiv Tishivim, so he's still going to be over Lo Sucha L'Hisalim, because the time in which you're supposed to return it is before Yeush. Okay. Well, let's talk about the first case in the Mechaber. As a way of conceptual introduction, there is a machlokis, a very, very important machlokis between the Ramban and Tosos, about an individual who picked up the object to steal and did not have the intention to return it, and then the owners are miyayish, and this is an important introduction to how to look at Hashavas, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in general. According to the opinion of the Ramban, which is actually a simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Chavav, a person has the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashiv Tishivim, returning a lost item, only prior to Yeush, only before the owner gives up hope. When the owner has given up hope, then, as we find in Bava Kamma, the object belongs to you. It's entirely yours. And therefore, it's too late. He's over the Yisr. And the item belongs to the finder. That would be our example of finders, keepers, losers, weepers. It belongs to the finder, but the guy was over three Yisurim. That's the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban explains, therefore, that in a case in which you have somebody who picks up the item with the intention to return, the Gemara says that he needs to return it even after Yeush. Now that's going to be a very, very important point. If you pick up an item, we're going to get back to this in a half hour. If you picked up an item with the intention to return, and now the owners are miyayish, according to everybody, this appears in the Gemara Chaf Aleph on the Beis, in such a case you need to return that item. Says Ramban, but didn't we say that after Yeush it becomes yours? So Ramban explains a beautiful chidush, which the Bali Tosis disagree with. And the Ramban says that when a person picks up the item with the intent to return, he becomes like a shomer on behalf of the Bailim, the original, the one who lost the item. And therefore, Yeush doesn't make it the finder's. The only time Yeush is going to make it somebody's is when the person picked it up, he wanted to make it his own. But in this case, when the finder picked it up, from now on we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lost his item and Shimon was the one who found it. If when Shimon picked it up, he wanted to return it, so then the language of the Ramban and the Ritva is Yad Shomer Ki Yad Bailim. The hand of Shimon is now Reuven's hand. He's holding it for Reuven. And therefore, even after Yeush, you need to return. By the way, from this Ramban, we also see the Yisod that we're going to continue to emphasize, and that is that even though Yeush is Kone, but that does not apply, as the Gemara says, if you picked it up before Yeush, according to Ramban. Why? because you become the shomer. According to this approach, the Ramban reads the Gemara literally. And the Gemara that says that if a person picks up the item with the intention to steal, he can't return it after Yeush. There he didn't become the shomer. And therefore he's over on three Isurim. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosas. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosas, who says, no, he makes the Gemara lav dafka. And the Balei Tosas say, like our Psak in Shulchan Aruch, if a person picked it up to steal, with the intention to steal, and he returns it after Yeush, so he's taking care of the Avera of Lo Sigzo, he's taking care of the Avera of Hashiv Teshiva, and you could still fix those two Averos. The only Avera is too late is Lo Sucha L'Salim. He closed his eyes for so long, so then he was already over that, and after Yeush he can no longer be over. What comes out, according to Tosos, is that Yeush is only a halacha that says that now it becomes yours, but according to Tosos, you still have a mitzvah of Hashava. You still have a mitzvah of Hashava. According to the Ramban, you would really already lose the mitzvah of Hashava. The only time you do have a mitzvah of Hashava, according to the Ramban, is when you pick it up with the intention to return because you become the shomer. So it comes out is that according to Tosos, there's no idea that you become a shomer per se. You just have a chiyuv to return when you pick it up with the intention to return. While according to the Ramban, the fellow becomes a shomer. We will probably see other nafkaminos in that regard. So bottom line is that in our conceptual introduction, we've learned a few halachas. Number one, the first halacha is that when you pick up an item, of course, you should not intend to keep it for yourself, unless you know for sure that you're entitled to it, because then you run the risk of being over many isurim. If you're mesupuk, better, just have in mind, I need to ask a shayla, like somebody here asked me, about an item that was lost, before you decide that you want to pick it up for yourself, because if you want it for yourself, it could be that you're going to be over lo sigzol. Number two is that if you have an item that you've picked up to return, so then in such a case, lahalacha, you need to return it even after the Bailim are miyayish. Why? According to Tosos and Bava Kama, the reason is because even though you're kone, dafsanach vavam and aleph, even though you're kone, you still have a mitzvah of hashava. According to the Ramban, the reason is because you become like a shomer. Finally, someone who picks up to steal, it could be it's already too late to do tshuva, if you will. It's never too late entirely to do tshuva, but to fix it in terms of not being over any isurim, the Gemara Chavav says he's for sure over isurim. Simple reading of the Gemara is he was over three isurim. The Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Balei Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch says he's only over on one isur, but he, of course, there still is a chiyuv of hashava after Yeush, even though you're kone with the Yeush. Yes?
What if somebody picks up the item and he knows he wants to return it, but he's, the only reason why he's picking it up because he wants the chance that he's going to be able to keep the item.
Ah. What happens if a fellow picks it up for the possibility that it might become his? I don't think that it really depends what the next step is. If he doesn't do anything, so then it could very well be that he's over Lo Sucha L'Salim. But if he goes and he asks a Shaila and he doesn't have the intent yet to be Kona, so then in such a case that would be okay. Now, we will discuss in Mirza Hashem what is the Chiyuv to pick up an item when you pass an item. It could very well be that you have to pick it up. You're not allowed to pass by. We'll discuss that in Mirza Hashem in the future. But let's go Alpi Seder Shulchan Aruch. Now, again, to the nature of the summertime, we're not going to be able to go through every halacha. So I'm just going to go Kiseder Shulchan Aruch to the halachas that I deem that are most relevant in terms of halachah lemaisa. In Siman Reish Nun Tes Sif Hei, going to Sif Hei, we have the following halacha. This is based on the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet on the base. The Gemara tells us that really, if you have, it's based on a Mishnah, that if you have a lost item that's in an area that's Rov Akum, right? So if it's an area of Rov Akum, really the Jew is allowed to keep it because Avedas Akum is going to be mutter. In the future, we'll have to repeat the chidushin that we've discussed in the past of why it is that it's prohibited to steal from a goy, yet Avedas Akum is going to be mutter. We've developed in the past how that works. So the halachi is me'ikr d'dina, if it's rov akum, you're allowed to keep it. Now, what's not so well known is the mechaber, and even more is the Ramah. Says the mechaber, afal pishu min hadin b'mokum sherov akim mitzuyim, afilu nasin yisrael basimin eino chayev lahachzir, even though the halach is that you don't need to return. And the point, that if a Jew comes and has a simin, he says, we haven't discussed at all what a simin is, he says that on that watch, there was a scratch on the top half of the face, and sure enough, there's a scratch on the face. Eino chayev lahachzir, even though really you don't have to return to him. Why? Because halachi is that mokum rov akum, it's yours. Tovi yosher lasos lufnim nishur sadin lahachzir yisrael shenasim basimin. There is an inyan, as the Gemara there describes, on chav dalet amud beis, to return it to the Yisrael who gives a simin. And then the Ramah introduces a Mordechi. The Gra points out that this is based on a Mordechi, and it says v'im hu ani on that sugya on chav dalet amud beis, v'im hu ani ubal aveda ashir ein sarach lasos nufnim mishuras hadin. So the Mordechi writes the following, makom sherov akum, that if the Mordechi is of the following opinion, and that is that when the Gemara says you need to do this lufnim mishuras hadin, the Gemara is not saying the way most of the time we hear Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Most of the time we use the term Lefnim Meshur Sadin means that if you want to go above the law, above and beyond the law, this is what we recommend you do. You don't have to. You don't have to. But if you want, that's what you could do. However, the Mordechi doesn't understand the Gemara this way. The Gemardechi says that Lefnim Meshur Sadin, we would even be kaifina. We would force a Jew to fulfill this lufnim mishur sadin. So here we go. Even though the Mishnah says, "B'makom rov akum," the halacha is that it's yours. Halacha lemaisa, at least according to the Ramah, it's not that way. According to the Ramah, if it's an ani and balaveda ashir, in such a case, ain't sar chlasos lufnim mishur sadin. What does that mean? That means that they never force this lufnim mishur sadin when the finder was poor and the loser was wealthy. Then the Mordechi says we didn't force it. But otherwise, we would enforce this Lufnim Meshur HaSadin. So that to me is quite striking, this understanding of Lufnim Meshur HaSadin. V'chein posa karavon v'rav yot. That we force them to do this lufnim mishur hadin. So that's why the Ramah, that's the language of the Mordechi from the Rav Yo. So that's why, when would we not be kofet? If the finder was poor and the loser was rich, then in such a case we're not kofet. So that's something that's just, that those halachas themselves are not well known. I was wondering, and throwing this out, Beloshan Ulai, Ulai v'Ulai v'Ulai. We discussed in the Gemara Shiurim the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We discussed that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes the following. In fact, let me pull it out over here.
It seems that
yes,
that the Gemara quotes a pasuk of the Asida Hayashu V'Atov.
Right.
So I'm saying, why wouldn't that actually, like, I'm saying, it's mistaken what the Mordechi is saying, how maybe really that doing the Lufnim Meshur HaDin should be a chiyuv, no? If the Gemara
No. In general, Vasisa Yashar HaTov, there are many other cases where Vasisa Yashar HaTov we're not kofel on. On Lufnim Meshur HaDin, we're not always kofel on.
Like, what other cases are there on Lufnim Meshur HaDin?
We have...
But besides Fashal HaVeda?
Yeah, in general, Vasisa I see what you're saying. You want to say like this. You want to say that this Lufnim Meshur HaDin, because it's based on, there are times Lufnim Meshur HaDin is based on Vasisa VaYashar HaTov, and then there are times that it's not. If it's based on Vasisa VaYashar HaTov, like Dina de Bar Metzra, Dina de Bar Metzra is based on Vasisa VaYashar HaTov, so there Takei Eina Chanami, there it makes sense to be Kaifina. And over here, you want to Taina that that's this Lufnim Meshur HaDin. The problem is, I'm not sure that that's correct over here. because here the Gemara doesn't say beferish. Vasisa vayashatov. Not in this Gemara. Not in this Gemara. Maybe there's another Gemara that you're referring to.
I thought so.
I'm thinking of Chav Dalet on the base. Chav Dalet on the base. I don't see that the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Okay, so hopefully that Lemir Tashem will look into. Over here on Chav Dalet on the base, the Gemara doesn't say. Maybe the Gemara, what could be the Gemara says in another place. But you're right. You're right that when the Mechayiv is Vasiso Hayasher Vatov, so then the Gemara, for example, in the Sugya in Bava Basra, by Bar Metzra, the Gemara does say, they're Kaifina. So that would be interesting. But the pot over here, the Gemara doesn't say, and we have many other makaros where we have Lufin Mishur Sadin. Where there, the Lufin Mishur Sadin is not a chiyuv. Okay, I don't have it in front of me over here, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes the following. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that the chiyuv of when it comes to the chiyuv of Ashavas Aveda, he writes something really, really interesting based on this Gemara. He says that when it comes to Ashavas Aveda, even though there is an item that you no longer have to return. For example, he says, if it's a dover she'ein bo simen, where the halach is that you don't have to return. But, for whatever reason, you believe that this is the real owner. Or, he quotes at the Gemara in Chav Dalet Amud Beis, in a case of where it's a makum sherubo akum. So then, in such a case, he says, even though me'ikar d'dina, you don't have to. Or, a dover she'ein bo simen, where there was already yeyush, where the owner was already miyayish, he says, in all those cases, he says, since the yeyush is not miritzono, then this is not like a regular case of hefker. Sound like a regular case of hefker. And since it's not like a regular case of hefker, he says, because it's not miritzono, he didn't want to give it up. He didn't want to lose the item, the original owner. In contrast to every other case of hefker, on Erev Pesach, I want to be mafkir my chametz. By an aveda, I'm not interested in being mafkir it. So in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there is an inyan lefnim mishur esadin to return it. Oh, in kainim advarim, I was wondering ulai v'ulai that here that's what's behind this kafinan as well. Dahainu, then normally lefnim mishur esadin, we're not kofa on lefnim mishur esadin. However, in this case, there's more of a reason. This is not just a case in which, really, it doesn't belong to you, the loser. It belongs to the finder, but nevertheless, we'll force him to give back. Why? That doesn't make any sense. So the answer is, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is pointing out, that there is a real inyan here for us to say, give it back to him. You know what that inyan is? That's based on the fact that this guy didn't want to be mafkir at all. He doesn't want to give up hope. So even though al pi halacha he gave up hope, nevertheless, that's not his primary interest. And therefore, it could very well be that we have a unique halacha based on the Mardukhi, based on the Ravya, that would be kaifina. Okay, that's topic number two for today. Topic number three is one of the most important and common examples of the halachas of Hashavas Aveda that I think come up, and it's based on the Lashon of the Mechaber in Siman Reish Samach Sivtes. This comes up all the time. Mechaber writes, Kol Hamotze Aveda, anybody that finds Aveda, Bein Sheyesh Basimin, Bein She'ein Basimin, Im Motza Derech Hanocha Asa Ligaba. If a person finds an aveda, whether it has a simon or whether it doesn't, if he finds it derech hanacha asa ligabo. So this is a gemara, even a mishnah and gemara, where the mishnah tells us that if you find an item derech hinuach, that if it was placed down, so then in such a case, then you're not entitled to take it. That's a Mishnah, Chafeh, and the Beis, and the Gemara over there. So let's first set down one of the most important rules, and that is all of the halachas, almost all of them that we discuss, then when an item is lost and the bailim are miyayish, you're allowed to keep it, even in Makom Rov Yisrael v'chulei. All of those halachas generally only apply to an item that's left b'derech nefila, if the guy dropped it. But if the guy didn't drop it, he placed it there very neatly, so then in such case, if it's derech hanacha, the halacha is that you're not allowed to take it for yourself. So that's in a very, very, very important rule. Says the Mechaber, this halacha, Kol ha-meitza aveda, bein sheyesh basim, bein sheyem basim, im matza derech hanacha asaliga bo. Then you're not allowed to touch it. By the way, of course, if it's an item that's derech nefila, and it has a simin, you're supposed to pick it up, to return it. So if it's derech hinuach, you're supposed to leave it there. Shema ba'ale anuch ha-sham, ad she'atzru la, v'im yavo litla, v'yadavar she'em bo simin, harei ibeid mamon chaveiro. So there is a time, there are times that you're supposed, this one makes Hashem's Aveda not easy. There is a time you're supposed to leave it there, and there's a time that you're supposed to take it. If it's derech hinuach, then you're supposed to leave it there, because how is he going to find it? Sherei ein lo bo simin la'achzer bo. V'im hoyu davar sheyesh bo simin, and if it is a simin, does have a simin, why are you picking up? Ha'reiz et trichon lirdo fachareh. Now the owner is going to have to run after you. Lassi simanel. It's usher to touch it, an item, a lost item, unless it fell from the owner. The Mechaber continues, even if you're mesupik, also lo lachzir l'sham. But what happens if he was over? This is based on the Gemara on Chaf Hema Beis, and he took it from there. Then he can't return it. V'im hoya davar shein bo simin zacha bo. If it's a davar that an item that doesn't have a simin, then he's zochet. Now the Mechaber over here is almost entirely lifting from the Rambam. The Rambam, we have a couple of Rambams over here. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, is basically the Makar for this Halacha. However, the Kesef Mishnah already points out that this Halacha of the Rambam is really hard to understand, and the Tur asks a very famous kash on it. The language of the Kesef Mishnah is, Kosav HaTur Alzeh, V'lo Nihir, the Tur writes that this is not correct. V'gam HaRav HaMagi, Kosav HaDir Rebbeinu Zeh, Be'emes Kosheh, Kesef Mishnah asks the following kasha. Why is it that if he picked it up when he wasn't supposed to pick it up, do we say both in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch that he owns it?
It doesn't have a simon.
We're talking about a case that does not have a simon, correct? Why does he own it? What should the halacha be? The halacha should be we're going to discuss in Mirtz Hashem halachos. Let's say if there's a simin and so on, there are times but over here he wasn't supposed to pick it up. If he wasn't supposed to pick it up, so how could it be that according to the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that you leave it the way that you're allowed to hold on, you're allowed to take it. So Kesef Mishnah says an amazing chiddush, and we're going to see the Shach says a similar chiddush, and that's going to be very, very, very important to halacha l'maisa. Says the Kesef Mishnah first. Ve'evsher loma. Now this Kesef Mishnah is a yisod in lamdus, in iyun when doing elu metzias, and it's also going to be important halacha l'maisa. Ve'evsher loma das rabbeinu. Do amrina be'elu metzias, be'plugsa da'abaye v'rava b'yeh shalomi das. The Ivsika Hilchasa Kabaye, so what we all know that there's a machlokis Yeush Lomidas have a Yeush or not, and we passing like Abaye, it's not a Yeush. Mishum Dahalo Yada Dunafomine. Hainu Lomar Sha'osalo Litlam. According to Abaye, if you're not sure if the Bailam are Miyayish, you're not allowed to take it. Aval im Ovar Vinatlam Zachabahem. Mishum the kivan chain biyado ve'ena yodea lemiach ziram, shari'ein bo simin, elo lach ziram. What happens if a guy picks it up and it doesn't have a seven? He did the wrong thing. So now the Rambam is going to say, says the Kesef Mishnah, that he's stuck. He doesn't know who to give it back to. He wasn't supposed to pick it up because the Bailim weren't Miyayish. But now that he picked it up, if it's a Dover She'ein Bo Simen, he's going to be stuck. Mimela Zacha Bahem. And Mimela Yizoch in it. De'ein lonu lomar she'yamdu ad she'yavi Eliyo eldit marhachi behedyo. The only times we say Ye'emunach ad she'yavi Eliyo is where the Gemara said it. If the Gemara didn't say it, we're not going to say it. So he's allowed to use it until he finds out who the real owner is. Let's go back to one of the first rules we had in the beginning of this year. What's the halacha? If you pick up something before Yeyush, you always have to return it. Over here, you might have picked it up before Yeyush, especially if you hold Yeyush Shalomim Das Lalav Yeyush. But nevertheless, it's not entirely yours, but you're allowed to hold it until you're able to find out who the owner is. By Dover Shein Bosim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Suggests the Shach, a similar type of Yisod, over here in the Simen Reish Samaches. Says the Shach, in Sifkoton Chavov, V'arayvid V'atur Yisig Valzeh. The Raivin and the Tur are Masig on the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that if you picked it up by mistake, you weren't supposed to pick it up. Zachabem. V'tam ha'poskim. So who are they right? What's the pshat in the Mechaber? Hanizkalel hu dehavi le'yeh shlomidas. Ve'taynes le'yeh shlomidas. I'm sorry, that's what the Cholkim are going to say. U'lefi'ani is daiti, but says the Shach, according to my opinion, ain kan shemasag al Rambam. It's not a question. Mikom makom ain tzarich lanichat shiavi Eliyo, kivan shein yodei lemi yachzir, yochol lasos ba mashik yirtze. If it's a item where he doesn't know who to return it to, yochol lasos ba mashik yirtze, he's allowed to give it. Any yodel miyachzer, then he's allowed to use it for his own purposes. This is what the Shach concludes.
Why is it necessary for him to put it back to the place where he found it?
What's the pshat in the halacha and the gemara?
Because maybe we have a chiyuv to return.
Because now we might have a chiyuv of hashav. You mean in our case? Mm-hmm. In our case, that would be. In our case, the best solution is to put it back. Right. That's an interesting point. I need to think about that question. Rabosai, this psak of the Shach is a very, very important halacha lemaisa tool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't get how the Shach answered the question. He just basically said that, like, since he, I mean, his soda was that since you don't know what to return to, therefore you can use it.
Therefore you're allowed to use it. That's right. What's that based on? That's based on what the Kesef Mishnah already said, Bedasa Rambam. That the Rambam said that in a case, we saw this case in the Rambam. Let me read to you what the Lashon Rambam is. Vim aver v'nato asa la'achzir sham v'hi im ha'yedaver shein bo simin zacha bo v'ein achay la'achzira. So it's black and white. If it's a daver shein bo simin, the Rambam says that you're zocha and you're not chayav to return. So what's the pshat? The answer is that if he knew who to return it to, if he had a way to return it to somebody, then fine, he has to return it. But here he has no recourse. There's no recourse to return it to the guy because it's davar shein bo simen. So therefore, you're allowed to use it. Listen to the Sefer Hashavas Aveda Kilchasa, Perek He Oz Dalet. Im Higbia Aveda Kodem Yeush Bailim. If you pick up an item before the Bailim Mar Miyayish, so what's the halacha? Of course, you need to return it. Vafilu rak b'safek im Miyayishu. Even if it's a safek. So he says the following pshara. Yinekach. Im ha-mitziya, this is a etza, this is by the way straight psak from Rav Yashiv. Im ha-mitziya yikares erech, if it's an expensive item, then you can watch Yov Eliyahu. Then you have to leave it until Eliyahu comes. Vim eina yikara, but if it's not expensive, v'nireh shikfaris yayishu bayim. And now for sure the bayim were miyayish. Now Rabosai, let's talk this out. Most cases when you find an item, we don't know for sure if the bayim were miyayish, particularly because we paskin yeyush lo midas lo haga yeyush. So how do I know for sure that the bayim were miyayish? So let's talk out a case. We're sitting Baruch Hashem in the Yeshiva HaKadosha. Baruch Hashem, we're not sitting in the dormitory. But let's talk about a case in the dormitory. Right? So what happens if somebody discusses me this week the following shaila? Reuven left his dorm room and he left a pair of pants. It's long gone. The Zman is over now for 3 weeks. Shimon comes. He has no idea whose pants it is. So what, are you allowed to take the pants? So now, when Shimon moved in, I'm now learning with guys in Summersman, right? They made you change your room?
No.
No, you didn't have to change your room. So you come into Shimon, let's say in a case of where, yeah, but Josh came for Summersman. So Josh comes into the room. Now, at the time that he came into the room, Shimon might have been only a day or two late. His mother didn't take inventory yet of what he came back home with. See, that he could be, he didn't even know that. Remember that he lost the pants. Josh comes into the room, and sure enough, it's his size. There's no way you're going to track it down. Baruch Hashem, yeshiva was full. So there's no way you're going to be able to track it down. Let's talk about a case where it's not easy to track down. So here's the problem. The problem is that when Josh picked it up, it was what? It could very well be in the state of Yer Shalom Midas. And what was one of the first klalim we had in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch when we started today? One of the first klalim was that the halacha is that if you have, you picked it up before Yeyush, that's it, you have a chiyuv of hashava. So here's Rav Yashiv's pshara. If it's a very, very expensive item, Rav Yashiv's too scared to say in such a case you could hold on to it. Why he's too scared, maybe we'll have to continue with next week. Next time. Hashem will learn more than once a week. So he says, in such a case, what's halacha going to be? He says, there, yei munachat she'aveliyo. But in a regular case, we're talking about a pair of pants. So then, in such a case, it could very well be that the halacha is that you could take it and you could be zelcha in it. And in the footnotes, they say that this is based on this shach. I'm indebted to Mechabrusa in the morning, Rav Aryeh Yifrach, who really, he applied it to this case in the dormitory, this shach, and that's what they say in the footnote, Os Yudches, V'od Ayin B'Nesivis HaMishpat Das HaShach, She'kol Od Shelo Noda Mi HaBailim, Mutalo L'Shtamish B'Vei Aveda. If you don't know who the Bailim is, then it's Mutalo L'Shtamish Aveda. Now I want to add, that the shach was only talking about an aveda that didn't have a simen, right? If the aveda has a simen, so then it's not going to be pashut that would be permissible. Rav Yashiv, it sounds like, is scared, quote unquote, scared in a positive sense, is scared to say that even by aveda yakaras erech, that you, in such a case, you'd be mutter to be mishtamish. Why that should make a difference lahalacha, that we'll have to leave for another time. So bottom line is that if we paskin like this kesef mishnah and the shach, so then it could very well be that what we have is an important yisod that comes up. Rav Yifrach wanted to taina that more than 50% of all hashavas aveda shaylas is the shaylas. That what? You have a case in which the fellow finds an item. He doesn't know how he's going to be able to return it to the original owner. He has no way. Either the simon is just not enough to be able to get it back, or it's too hard, what he does is he can't track the guy down, but we have the problem. The problem was that how do you know you picked it up before Yeush? So if you're not sure if you picked it up before Yeush, we pass Yeush Shlomi Das Lava Yeush. So then it falls into the massive chiddush of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that when you picked it up, when you weren't supposed to pick it up, still, once you picked it up, the Rambam's suggestion is not to put it back, because now you might have a chiyuv of hashava, on the one hand. On the other hand, now you have no way to do the hashava. So once you're in that state, the Rambam says zacha b'hem, says the shach. The Rambam says zacha b'hem. Now I've solved also the psak in the Shulchan Aruch as well. That in a case of where nistapek hadavar, so then in such a case the fellow is allowed to hold on to it. The psak of the Rambam, the shach paskins like, and therefore it's going to, in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Okay, so these were the three sets of halachas that we did today. Number one was this yisod in terms of how to look at hashavas aveda. The Ramban says that the guy is considered a shomer. Bali Tosis say he's not considered a shomer. According to Bali Tosis, you should still return an item even if you picked it up with the intention to keep for yourself, but then you realize that you were supposed to return it. So according to Bali Tosis, you still return it. According to Ramban, you're stuck. Really, you're just giving a matana. And halacha lemaisa, aside from that conceptual introduction that came out, is every time you pick up an item, your initial intention should not be to keep it for yourself. Because if you pick it up and then the bialim are miyayish, so according to Ramban, you're over on three isurim. According to Bali Tosis, you're over on one isur. Even if then you realize that you want to return it, every time you pick up an item, what you should do is, I'm picking it up and I'm going to ask the Rav what to do. Then we saw that if it's b'makom roiv goyim, the halacha is going to be that you still have a mitzvah to return l'fnei mishuras hadin. Chidush according to Rama, that kaifinan, that we would even force. The one exception that we have is if the guy is an ashir. In other words, the loser is an ashir and the finder is an ani. And then the third set of halachas were the halachas of hinuach. So that in itself is a set of halachas. Number one, that by hinuach, the halacha is that you should never pick it up. Again, the guy made a mistake. He did pick it up. So the shach says that if it doesn't have a siman, you're going to be stuck. Based on the psak of the mechaber and the Rambam, the guy's going to be stuck and he's able to be zoch in it. And based on this, the Sefer HaShavas HaVeidu Kilchasa applies this shach, where maybe next time we'll pick up with more practical examples of it, applies this shach and says that what emerges then is that any time a person picks up an item and you're not sure if there was yeyush or not, so then in such a case, according to the shach, you don't have to have yey munach, you're allowed to hold on to it in some way. You keep it in the back of your mind that someone is megala to you, that he came to that room and he left something over there, so then in such a case there would be a mitzvah to return it to that person. Based on this, you know, I was always had a big pachad. I once had some confusion with an item, and I have the item still sitting. This is talking about over 15 years ago. I still have the item sitting in my sitting in a drawer because I was scared what to do with the item. So in such a case, now it could be that now that I finally was zochet to learn the halachas of Talmidim, maybe I could finally use the item. Because in such a case, if you picked it up and you just have no recourse of being able to return to him, according to a shach, you'd be able to use it. So that's what they say. The more you learn, actually, the more things become mutter, not aser. The more you learn, generally, the more things become mutter as opposed to aser. If a person's starting point is with a little bit of Yerushalayim. Yeah?
In the case of Dorms, I mean, it's just like a technical thing.
Yes,
like,
go ahead.
I think, maybe we'll get more, but...
Go ahead.
The yeshiva is matne, that whatever's left in the yeshiva...
It's hefker. Right. That would be pashut. Nachon. That's an excellent point. That it could very well be, and we should discuss that also, that if a yeshiva or Beis HaKnesses is mefarshim, and they do that, that many institutions have a sign. The question is, what happens if they don't have a sign? Do they need to do it formally with a bezdin, or the rabbanim have to make a beferish tonight? But yes, in such a case, they say that anything that's left, but that is going to be... Hefker. Sometimes they'll say anything that's left within 30 days. If you don't return within, you don't come to pick it up 30 days. Some but they can see, say that. So what happens if a case where it's even less than 30 days? So then according to the Shach also, then it'll be mutter for that reason.